KSF 90.1 in Burnaby, British Columbia, broadcasting from the unceded territories of the Coast Salish peoples.
Transmitting from Zucchini Land, it's Steve, Jack, and Sam, the Zucchini Brothers, live at the clubhouse.
Let's all get together, have a little fun. Let's all get together to dance under the sun. Shake your head and body round, everybody must get down. Shake your head and body round, everybody must get down.
Get down on the radio in the clubhouse with the Zucchini Brothers. Yeah, going to different places, doing different things. Yeah, with all
the sun sets later every day as the earth spins towards summer here in Zucchini Land, where reality steps aside, opening the door to one's imagination, where seasons change from week to week with the promise of new adventure, where hopes and dreams dance with the magic of music. It is here that we find the Zucchini Brothers, Jack, Steve, and Sam, in the school gymnasium at Miss Honey Pepper's special event.
Excuse me. Good evening. I'd like to welcome all the parents and other members of the community to our World Fair. We're all very excited, and the children have done a terrific job working together to prepare this wonderful presentation for you. I think they deserve a round of applause. Thank you. Each student has set up a table that represents a different country and culture from around the world. So please feel free to wander about. There are plenty of activities, games, art projects, and music for all to enjoy. Oh, and don't forget the food. There's something to eat for everyone.
I love milkshakes, so I took some chocolate, because it's going to be a chocolate milkshake.
I'll thicken it up now.
And then some milk, and then some cream.
Any fruit?
I'll put a little strawberry in it just for a little bit of flavor. And then some soy sauce, okay?
What the heck?
And then some pickles. I put in some pickles. And then how about some...
Steve.
What's the matter with that?
I don't think anybody would eat anything like that.
All right.
Let me give it a try. I'm thinking of some... A little mud pie. I took some rocks and some dirt and some earthworms and some rocks and some more rocks and then some bird feathers and some bark off the trees mud and then
hang on.
Stones.
That is really, I don't think there's anything in there that I would eat.
Well, Steve.
Well, listen.
Sam, you want to contribute?
Yeah, I can do better.
I'm thinking of something to eat. Yeah! I really want something to eat. I'm thinking of something to eat. Yeah. I really want something to eat.
Okay.
This time, I've got good news. 'Cause this time, I'm gonna use
simple things like water in a pot, into which I put spaghetti.
Oh,
and I cook it, yes. And when it's done, I do a simple thing like strain the water out. And then when I'm done straining the water out, you know what I'm going to do? I'm just going to put it on the plate and I'm going to eat it. But before I eat it, you know what I'm going to put on top of it? You know what I'm going to put?
Something good. What are you going to do?
I'm just spaghetti sauce.
I love spaghetti sauce.
And a chair.
A chair?
Okay. A pickle chair.
We just heard a song from the Zucchini Brothers.
Mm.
This is excellent chocolate raspberry fondue. Stevie, did you make this yourself?
It's fondue, Dad. It's French. Mrs. Sweet Tooth brought that. She sometimes helps out with events at our school.
Oh, how very nice of her. So, Stephen, tell us about your display.
Well, Mom, I'm representing France. Would you like to hear a French song?
Oh, sure.
Frère Jacques, Frère Jacques.
Ooh.
Or how about I read you a story from France? Are you familiar with Cinderella?
Stephen, would you come here for a minute, please?
Oops, excuse me, Mom and Dad. Looks like Miss Honeypepper needs my help. Coming, Miss Honeypepper!
That's a good boy we've got there, and he makes an excellent bone dog.
Can I help you, Miss Honeypepper?
Well, Stephen, I'm not quite sure how this CD player works.
Oh, I can show you, Miss Honeypepper.
Thank you. Here's the CD.
Okay.
There's a song I'd like everyone to hear from Ziggy Marley and the Melody Makers. I think it'd be perfect for the World Fair. I think it's on this CD. It's called Give a Little Love.
Oh, yes, it's right here.
Oh.
Okay, you just put the CD in here,
right.
Close the top,
oh.
And push play.
I want to thank you for providing the milk for tonight's event.
My pleasure, Miss Honeypepper. This is a splendid world fair you put together here.
Thank you.
Kids have really done a great job.
Are you leaving already?
As I always say, early to bed, early to rise. I've got milk to deliver.
Well, thanks again. No. Here comes the opinionated man. I'm sure he'll have something to say about all of this.
Miss Honeypepper? If I could have a word with you.
Yes.
Well, in my opinion, the world's a crazy place to live in, you see.
Right.
And in my opinion, it's getting crazier and crazier all the time.
Hmm.
And as I walk around your world fair here, I don't see many signs of the craziness that's going on in the real world.
Oh, that's a good thing.
In my opinion, what you need here at your world fair is a poet.
Right.
Someone to tell it like it is.
Hmm.
Let people know just how crazy the world really is.
Okay.
Of course, that's just my opinion.
I see.
It's time for a poem. If the World Was Crazy, from Shel Silverstein's Where the Sidewalk Ends.
If the world was crazy, you know what I'd eat? Big slice of soup, a whole quarter meat, lemonade sandwich. And I might try some roasted ice cream or bicycle pie. A nice notebook salad or some underwear roast. An omelette of hats and some crispy cardboard toast. A thick malted milk made from pencils and daisies. And that's what I'd eat if the world was crazy. If the world was crazy, you know what I'd wear? A chocolate suit and a tie of eclair. Some marshmallow earmuffs, some licorice shoes. And I'd read a paper of peppermint news. I'd call the boys Susie. I'd call the girls Harry. I'd talk through my ears, and I always would carry a paper umbrella for when it grew hazy to keep in the rain. If the world was crazy. If the world was crazy, you know what I'd do? I'd walk on the ocean and swim in my shoe. I'd fly through the ground and I'd skip down the air. I'd run down the bathtub and bathe on the stair. When I'd meet somebody, I'd say, "Goodbye, Joe." And when I was leaving, then I'd say, "Hello." And the greatest of men would be silly and lazy. So I would be king if the world was crazy.
You know, Grandpappy, yeah. This World Fair is a totally monumental occasion.
Oh, sure is, Esquire. Hey, look, there's Susan. Let's go look at her display.
Yeah, maybe she needs a lawyer. Oops, sorry.
Hello, Mr. Barrister. Hello. Hi, Esquire.
Hi, Susan.
So, what country are you representing, Susie?
Yeah.
India. Would you like me to paint a design on your hand with some Mendi powder?
Ooh. Why, sure. That sounds like fun. Not gonna tickle, is it?
Oh, Grandpappy, look over at that table. Oops, sorry. They've got spiders.
Ooh, spiders!
Ooh, spider!
Oh, there's nothing to be afraid of.
Chocolate.
Yes, there's nothing a little chocolate will not fix. Disgusting, but they're really very tasty.
Tarantula!
Yes, you just smother them with butter. There are really very many recipes. Yes. One of my very favorites, I think I'll tell you just about.
Centipede!
Yes, it's very delicious with its little sister. Oh, with a very French, elegant treat.
Escargot!
We stir them up into a nice cream sauce. Grasshopper juice, perhaps.
Curry tarantula legs, deep fried in a hot sauce, or something.
Stir it up.
Escargot so slimy they just go down your throat.
The slimier the better. The bugs are very delicious.
This is Zucchini Clubhouse News with a news update. Thank you. I'm Bob Haskey, and we're all listening to the Zucchini Brothers live at the clubhouse. And we just heard a song from Doggone Fleas. At the top of the news tonight, Zucchini Land Elementary School is hosting its very own World Fair. And Coward O'Sell is on location to check out the festivities. Coward.
Coward O'Sell here, live in the gym of the elementary school. Lots of activities, dozens of booths. Let's visit a few. What's your name?
Jack.
And Jack, what are you representing?
Native America.
Native America. You've got a few different things here. What have we got here?
Corn hustles.
Uh-huh.
And Indian corn necklaces.
Very nice. I also see a sign here that says Thanksgiving, and you've got some food. What is this?
These are some of the things that they may have eaten at the first Thanksgiving.
Uh-huh. Very interesting. I noticed no potatoes or cranberry sauce or pie.
No, they didn't have those things back then.
Well, thank you very much, Jack. I've enjoyed your booth. Let's go to another booth. What's your name?
Sam.
And What are you representing, Sam?
Mexico.
Mexico, very nice. What have we got here?
I have maracas, little instrument.
Uh-huh.
Shake here. I have a piñata.
Oh, very
colorful. That I made with my class, Miss Honey Pepper's class.
Yeah, and there's candy inside that, I think.
Yes. And the taco bar.
Oh, I'm getting hungry, Sam. I'm getting hungry. Well, Sam, I've enjoyed your booth. Very nice.
Mr. Hosel?
Yes, Sam?
I could teach you how to say goodbye.
How do you say goodbye?
In Spanish. Adios.
Adios. Well, Sam, thank you very much.
You're
adios
welcome.
To you, and back to you, Bob.
Thank you, Coward. It's time for a weather update with Zane Finch. Zane!
Thanks, Bob. We're nearing the end of spring here in Zucchini Land. Today gave us partly cloudy skies and mild temperatures. Tomorrow will be much the same, except that it'll be different. In that it'll be sunny. Back to you, Bob.
Oh, yes, exactly. Thank you, Zane. That's all the time we have for the news now. Hope you'll join us later. Stay tuned for a song from Paul McCartney. Bye-bye.
I light a candle to our love. In love our problems disappear. But all in all, we soon discover that one and one is all we long to hear. All around the world, little children being born to the world, got to give them all we can till the war is won.
As we all know, the school year is coming to an end, and I'd just like to say to all the parents out there that this World Fair that the children and I put together with the help of the community is the perfect example of what wonderful students your sons and daughters have been this year, and I'm very proud of all of them. Let's give them another round of applause.
And
Miss Honeypepper?
Yes, Susan?
I have a quote that's just right for this moment.
Well, go right ahead, my dear.
The quote of the day is...
A student with good self-concept will achieve in school. A teacher with good self-concept will succeed in the classroom.
Excuse me, Miss Honeypepper?
Yes, Stephen?
Our class has something we'd like to give to you.
Here you go. Oh, now what is this? A beautiful plaque. Let's see. For Miss Honeypepper, who inspired us to be the best we can be. Our lives are enriched by having you for a teacher. Oh, thank you so much, children. I'm fortunate to have such a kind and intelligent class, and that's a fact.
Yes, it's a fact. If you can prove it to me. Yes, it's a fact. If it's plain to see. Like 2 + 2 = 4. It won't be no less or no more. Like the birds in the sky, they got wings to fly. And the opposite of rich is poor. Yes, it's a fact. If you can prove it to me. Yes, it's a fact. If it's plain to see. For instance, if you throw a ball up into the sky, it will always come back to the ground. Like the sun and the moon way up above. Like the tires on my bike, they are round. Yes, it's a fact. If you can prove it to me. Yes, it's a fact. If it's plain to see. But the way that I think and the way that I feel, it's my opinion if you know what I mean. Yes, the thoughts of my own can't be etched in stone unless everyone else agrees. Yes, it's a fact. If you can prove it to me. Yes, it's a fact. If it's plain to see. Yes, I think that the sky looks pretty at night, and then kind of scary too. That's my opinion, you know, you don't have to agree. That's totally up to you. Yes, it's a fact. If you can prove it to me. Yes, it's a fact. If it's plain to see.
Song from the Zucchini Brothers.
What a night. Yeah, that was great. Clubhouse phone.
Oh, I got it.
Hello, Zucchini Brothers Clubhouse. Sam speaking.
Well, hello there. It's Mr. Burnham at the Apple Orchard.
Oh, hi, Mr. Burnham. Did you have a good time at the World Fair tonight?
I sure did. And I just wanted to let you boys know that as I was walking home, I heard a blackbird singing in a tree next to your clubhouse.
Oh, wow, really?
You might want to keep your windows open a bit tonight so you can hear it sing.
Oh, we sure will, Mr. Burnham. Could we play you a song right now?
That'd be splendid. How about one from Crosby, Stills, and Nash?
Here we go.
Blackbird singing in the dead of night. Take these broken wings and learn to fly.
All your life, you were only waiting for this moment to arise. Blackbird singing in the dead of night. Take these sunken eyes and learn to see. Waiting for this moment to be free. Blackbird fly, blackbird fly.
the dead of night. Take these broken wings and learn to fly all your life. You were only waiting for this moment to arise. You were only waiting for this moment to arise. You were only waiting for this moment to arise.
That's our show. We'd like to say hello to you if you listen to us on stations like
WDDY in Albany, New York.
Hello!
If you'd like any information about the Zucchini Brothers, our concerts, our products, or anything you've heard on this show, or just to say hello, you can always go to www.zucchinibrothers.com. That's one word, and it's spelled Z-U-C-C-H-I-N-I-B-R-O-T-H-E-R-S. Keep those emails coming and look for show number
1314. And click on the fun stuff icon for a quick geography quiz.
The Zucchini Brothers Live at the Clubhouse is produced, recorded, and edited by Sam Zucchini, and written by Jack Zucchini, Susan Meyer, and Sam Zucchini. The Clubhouse music librarian is Steve Zucchini. This show is a presentation of Zucchini Productions.
Let's sing it.
Sweaters and cheese. Sweaters and cheese, sweaters and cheese and fudge.
We hear that blackbird. Open the window a bit. All right. Here comes the Polly.
Bird note. A rakish, eye-catching crest really sets some birds apart. Picture the blue jays of the east or Steller's jays of the west. A jay's crest is made up of a slender array of feathers on top of its head. These feathers are a bit longer and can be spiked up or slicked back, depending on what the bird is trying to communicate. When jays are sitting on eggs, feeding their young, or hanging out with their mate, their crests lie low. But in the case of heightened arousal, like in courtship or conflict, a jay's sharply